Now, to think about how we travel, I want to tell you this. This is something that people don't remember. We were shipped to Hoboken, New York,
yeah.
And left there from Gainesville. That's where we were shipped there. And we caught a ship that America seized from the German people in Hoboken. It was called the Leviathan, great big ship. The biggest ship that America had any other country had.
Mm.
And so the United States seized that ship and took it.
Yeah.
And Hoboken.
Good thing.
Yeah. And that's what we went across.
And they used that for troop transport.
Yeah. We landed then in I don't know what did, but we landed in a place called Brest,
yeah.
France. Yeah, Brest, France. And that was a seaport town.
Yeah.
And there we stayed, and a lot of us stayed there until the war was over.
What was your division,
Reggie? I'll tell you my division. I had a dangerous division, but God just blessed me. I was a member of the constructing engineers.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever happened, if a bridge had blown up, railroad was tore up, transportation trucks was tore up, we had to fix it.
Yeah.
It had to work under fire.
Mm.
You'd have a... Yeah. Well, if you get used to it, you'll...
Yeah, you're used to bullets flying.
Yeah, I'd be scared to death, all right. I'd be underneath something.
And that was the kind of outfit we were, because we were called constructing engineers. The high position we do needed is very much needed, because they couldn't travel without somebody keep the road prepared. Cause like they had a bridge, and the Germans bombed it and tore it up. I had a highway, and the same thing. Well, it had to be fixed, because that stopped the transportation.
Sure, and they had to get the men.
And the instructing engineers had to fix it, if they had to fix it, under protection of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my position whilst in France.
And how long were you over there?
I can't remember, but I know we were shipped back here. I landed back to America in 1901. So that made a pretty good long while I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there on, my mother, she left her with no children, all is grown. And I come back, I stopped here in Newberry, and she wanted a home. And a fellow by the name of Foster Bagley sold her the home for $300 and that the amount of $30 per month. And me and my brother would die, we finished paying it for her.
Wasn't that one?
Yeah. And so I've been here ever since. I go out a little bit, but I come back and stay.
But this is home?
This is home. Yeah, this is home.
You know, you don't know how lucky you are, Mr. Thompson. So many people don't know what they call home.
They don't know what they call home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing. While we were born out in the country, a place to call Arnold, and we always had a home. But old folks, especially colored, didn't have sense enough to keep a home. They just didn't have sense enough, that's all.
Well, they just hadn't had any background.
No background.
That's right.
That's a story I wanted to tell you, and this may be interesting to you to know. An old fella in High Springs called Max. You ever heard of him?
No, but I've been in High Springs.
Yeah.
You know, the Springfields, Miss Springfield, they were there for a while.
And his name was Max, and he sold mules. And he's a great man for underground work, making money on the rent, interest, and so forth. And so, just a little before the was called into the arm, but sure, how come so many colorful don't have nothing now? And you know what happened? He sold my brother. I broke one of the mules out of plow, a gray and a red one, and he charged us $800 for the two mules.
$800?
Way back in those times.
My
and I broke
God.
One of them. And the hair's the bad part. And then when we were called